For Defence Force personnel serving overseas, interstate or far away from home, the holiday season is tough. But for veterans who are still trying to adjust to civilian life, it's also a time some would rather avoid. Caroline Winter met some young returned servicemen and women in Adelaide to find out how they deal with a not-so-jolly time of the year.
Catching up for coffee and a chat, this may sound like any other group of friends. But unlike many friends at this time of year, they aren't having a long boozy lunch or planning for a party. They're talking about how defence veterans navigate the holidays.
To have the simple things in life, to have people that care about them, to have someone to have a meal with, or just to have someone drop in and say, hey mate, how are you going?
Luke Adamson loved his 8 years in the army, but it took its toll on the 31-year-old who was medically separated in 2014.
I had, a build-up of post-traumatic stress disorder from everything from Timor to Sumatra Assist, and then obviously Afghanistan. I had an incident over there which really set everything off.
What's it been like for you, reintegrating, coming back to civilian life?
I'm still reintegrating. It's a long process.
Reintegration is something that haunts many veterans, but it's magnified over Christmas and into the new year.
One of my best things is just listening to some music to keep me away from all the hype, and so I can just get on with the routines that I need to get on with.
Former submariner Fran Boyle wouldn't know Luke Adamson if not for the fact they both wore a uniform. They share an understanding of life in and out of defence, the reality of relationship breakdowns and post-traumatic stress disorder. Fran Boyle says her two sons are her best gift over the holidays.
Yeah, they appreciate everything that they receive. They know Mum's gone through some tough times. They know that Mum doesn't have a good, reliable group of friends that'll be there.
Both use social media to connect with others and also check in on their mates around the country, something that's vital to catch feelings of despair before they spiral.
Unfortunately, with defence and defence members comes the loss of loved ones. Family breakups and the children are lonely and the families are lonely, and there's a lot of pressures on the plate that can cause adverse reactions.
Scott Harris is Queensland manager of support network The Warriors Return. He keeps a record of veterans and defence members who take their own lives. There were 84 in 2017, 84 too many.
The reason I do the register is A, to bring it out to the open so it's not a taboo subject. And I believe it's a way of identifying trends to try and stop the trends, and it's something that is dear to my heart. Now, if I can stop one suicide, I will.
Scott Harris is Queensland manager of support network The Warriors Return. Caroline Winter reporting. And if you or anyone you know need help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.